When issuing his veto, the governor made clear that his primary objections were with the Senate proposal, which he felt did not comply with state and federal law and would not stand up to legal scrutiny. But McDonnell stated there was room for some improvement in the House plan as well. Republican delegate Chris Jones of Suffolk authored the original plan, as well as the update introduced yesterday. He says the changes were mostly fine-tuning in the greater Richmond region.
We have split about 9 precincts, and we listened to the registrar and some local comments about how they would like to see a few of the precincts in Richmond further split to be able to align with what they're going to do come next year.
Senate Democrats have maintained that their proposal is lawful and say they intend to resubmit a virtually identical plan, forcing the governor to either accept it or veto again and send the responsibility for redrawing the state's legislative lines to state or federal courts. Democratic Senator Dave Marsden of Fairfax.
We've gone to great lengths to consult, to bring people on board from the Republican side, the Democratic side. We've created districts that comply with the law. What else can we do?
Governor McDonnell says he is still hopeful that a new plan can pass the Senate.
Redistricting is one of those processes that is highly stressful. It is very intense for the legislators. I was there during my own redistricting session back in 2000. I remember those times as well. And it's hard to really start your campaign if you don't know where you're going to be willing to run. What I most want to see is a bill that's lawful and tries to preserve communities of interest. It was one of the chief things that the Redistricting Commission said that the citizens were interested in. And we've got a Senate bill that goes, that increases the number of split communities by about nearly 25%. And I just think they need to do better than that.
The state's legislative primaries will be held August 23rd, but military absentee ballots must be submitted 45 days earlier. And before that, the districts must first gain federal approval under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which checks for discriminatory voting practices against minorities. All this makes passing a proposal quickly essential for an orderly election process. The full House and Senate will reconvene next Monday to consider the new maps. What form the Senate proposal ultimately takes remains to be seen. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.